家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
Hey guys, welcome back to another morning English podcast. I'm Day.
Day, you better not do this podcast standing up.
Okay, mom. Okay, no, that sounds sweet coming from you. You know, you're afraid of me, afraid for me, and you know, I'm gonna get tired and everything.
No. I meant you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
I really don't know if you're advising me or threatening me right now, but...
是吧是吧就英文里面有一些句子啊比如说 You better not do this 或者比如说 You don't want to do that
I wouldn't do that if I was you
对就是像这些句子呢听起来好像是在友好的建议某人但其实呢又有那么一点警告威胁的意思在里面所以用的时候啊需要非常谨慎那今天呢我们要来好好的给大家全面的聊一聊到底要怎么样提建议这个在社交职场都是非常重要的所以说呢为了让大家学习效果更好我们还给大家整理了一份配套的文字笔记那想要的朋友呢到微信搜索早安英文回复笔记两个字就可以拿到了
OK.
那首先呢我们具体解释一下我们刚刚说的那三个句型。
Moms will always use these phrases because as we said, it has a subtle threatening tone to it. Now, let us say you are going to light a smoke in an elevator and your friend says,
Hey, I wouldn't do that if I were you. There is a fine you would have to pay.
You'd better not do that or I'm gonna hit you on the head.
You don't want to do that.Or the police will come and arrest you.
Oh my god, yes. Now these three phrases sound a tad rude. And you wouldn't really want to use that to, you know, advise someone. So what would we use?
对那首先再给大家强调一下这三个句型呢是当你想要带一点威胁含义的时候才会用到它们就是说你最好不要这样做我跟你讲你要是这样做的话怎么怎么样就有这样的意味在里面那如果说我真的就是想友好建议的话要怎么办呢
Now, here are the appropriate ways to give advice to someone.
首先呢，第一种是 use a modal verb.
Yeah, using a modal verb is really, really, really important.
比如说你可以用 should 或者 ought to.
Mm-hmm. These two verbs are practically the same, but the only difference is we have to include to with ought.
比如说呢，你可以讲 Hey, you should drink less coffee. It makes you jumpy.
Hey,You ought to go out more if you're lonely, like me.
Yeah. 好，所以是第一种，加一些情态动词。第二种呢，就是 make it into a question to make advice less direct.
We can use the question to make the person we are advising consider the advice we are giving them. Like really, 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 really consider it. Really consider it.Really、
那我觉得呢用问句来提建议啊是我个人最能接受的方式因为问句真的就给人一种哎我给你提出这个思路你要不要自己就是你自己决定的那种感觉那所以比如说
Why don't you start learning to be patient, Kara? It really suits you.
Oh, how about doing some more exercise day?
Carrying on, okay. So number three, put yourself in that person's position.
就是把你自己放到那个人的处境下面去。
If someone is asking you for advice, sometimes it's useful to imagine yourself being in that person's position.
比如说呢，你可以讲 Hey, if I were you, I would ask her out. She looks into you.
Oh, really? Like, okay.
Oh, I was just making an example sentence. Okay, number four. Make a suggestion.
Sure, what is a suggestion?
Suggestion 就是建议 A suggestion or recommendation is another good way of giving advice that isn't too direct.
Kara, I would suggest being more beautiful. I would really, really suggest that. I think it suits you.
或者你可以说 I would recommend you to watch yourself around her.
Advice in a stronger way. We have discussed this at the beginning of the podcast.Is when we introduce those phrases, those three phrases. You'd better do, you don't want to do that, and I wouldn't do that if I was you.
这一些呢就是当你想要更加语气强烈就刚刚前面讲的甚至带一点威胁意味的时候呢你就可以用这三个句型。比如说再给大家举两个例子啊。You'd better do more exercise, or you're going to get sick.
You don't want to do that, or he's going to fire you. Oh, please do that. Please, please, please do that.
好了，那今天这期节目呢就到这里了啊。我知道很多听众朋友们呢都想要学好英语。那除了坚持收听我们免费的音频节目之外呢，建议大家可以来了解一下我们更加全面、更加系统的付费课程。啊，你到微信搜索早安英文，然后回复会员两个字，就可以查看详情了。
All right, guys.Give us your best advice in the comments below and, you know, share the positivity in the world. Thank you guys so much for listening. 我是 Day.
我是卡拉，我们下期见。
拜拜。